Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's an honor and a pleasure for me as your radio talk show host here on Political Coffee to have you in the audience. Frankly, none of this that we're going to talk about today matters unless you, in fact, are able to use it effectively in your life and in your world and change your world one person at a time. It is a powerful, wonderful thing to be able to influence someone's life. I mean, you know how it is with your children, right? You know, they soak up everything that you are doing, your nonverbal expressions. They just soak it all up. It helps form who they are. Well, later in life, I want you to be able to to just think about these things of life that are so important and be able to soak them in and understand how important you are in this equation, person by person, of touching other people's lives. Politics, unfortunately, touches every area of our life. And it is really hitting us right now. So here's what I want to share with you today that I think is worthy of your time to both listen to and participate in. And you can participate by picking up the phone and calling 503-589-1220. That is the MC talk line, 503-589-1220. Sending me an email always to jeff.am or jeff@kslm.com. News. Folks, we're headed back to lockdown. Are we going to put up with it? You know, yesterday I did not get to it, but I am going to find it today, I promise you, and I will get to it today. It is the what I think is a pretty profound way that it's a document sent to me by Jeff, and I will find it and just read through it briefly. It is a document you give your employer if your employer is going to force vaccinations upon you or mask wearing, but mostly vaccinations. So I want to talk a little bit about that again today. I don't want to emphasize this, but every day there's no new news about this that affects our lives, our liberty. Let me ask this question. When does it end? I'm serious. Does this end? Joe Biden is now saying that the United States is going to require COVID-19 vaccination for foreign travel. This is an AP story that's in the Israel. So when we were just watching Fox Business, I have it on in the radio studio. And, you know, they were just talking about now we have this Delta variant, right? Everybody's talking about the Delta variant. Now there is a Delta plus variant. How many variants are there going to be, and how many times is this going to be used as an excuse to destroy our American economy, but more importantly, to destroy our liberty, our ability to go out and do anything without being hugely restricted? without having to take the shot. Let me give you some examples of stories that are out there. A lot of this comes from the American Thinker website. McCall on the border declares a disaster after 7,000 COVID-infected illegals pour into the city. The unvaxxed people are the new blacks. That's another story. Opposition to vaccine pass comes from an unexpected quarter. Folks, these are all just stories. There's another story there about how these COVID charts are lying to us. I want to get into a story here about why I refuse to be vaccinated. That's the headline of this story. Because it leads me back to this email I keep getting, emails I keep getting from one of our listeners. Aileen, or Eileen, I'm not sure how to say her name, and my apologies for that, but she's taking me to task over my statement about that I need to correct my misstatements about COVID rates in Florida, and that COVID's hospitalization rate breaks a pandemic record, and on and on and on. Well, first off, what she is not realizing is that she is allowing herself to be influenced by mainstream media with an agenda. And it is a leftist liberal mainstream media with an agenda that has no credibility anymore. And that all came to the forefront in this last election. I'm going to include Fox News. The governors of both Florida and Texas have declared their states open, but they're not alone. And the data that she is citing is from news sites like the Washington Post. Their news stories written with a slant, like the New York Times and others. And what she is allowing influenced by is not real. Oh, yeah. There are spikes going on in Florida, but think about this. For some reason, these two states have been singled out by the leftist news media, a particular story that she sent me that says you're wrong, and that it is immoral for me and unethical for me to maintain my position that freedom should always be maintained. And that these governors, by allowing people the choice to make a decision for themselves, that is in of itself immoral to give people inaccurate information. Well, yes, cases are on the rise. There's a story that I'm looking at here that from July 27th of this year, U.S. News, states with the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates, because what she is doing and what others are trying to do, and I want to go back to the American Thinker piece here, is that the unvaccinated are now becoming the new excuse for what? For tyranny. You see, these stories say that these hospital systems are overwhelmed with unvaccinated people. Really? Prove it to me. I want to see that data. And by the way, how do they know that they're asking people and people are just saying, yeah, I'm unvaccinated? Or does government in violation of HIPAA rules know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't? So prove it, number because I don't trust government anymore, and I trust the lying news media, and that's exactly what the lying news media is, the lying news media. Let's get back to these states. You see, the other the whole tone of these stories, story after story, by lying news media is trying to tie together freedom, not masking, not locking you down, not prohibiting you show up, okay, or a football game, a baseball game. They're trying to tie this in. Now, let's look at the data. Let's look at the data where we have, well, a spike. One story that she sent me said that just two states account for 1/3 of the spike. Now, folks, the spike is 7 days. All right? Two states. Florida and Texas. He's trying to drive the analogy, and there's news today. There's a headline, Breitbart News, that the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, no, we're not going to lock down again because it's wrong. In fact, they have another story. It's their lead story right now. Jabs forever. Swedish expert floats 5 shots for the COVID vaccine or more, saying the virus will not disappear. I'll get into more of that because that's the American Thinker article by Steve McKenna. It says, why I refuse to be vaccinated, because in that is a very interesting, a Nobel Prize winning scientist, a French virologist, who says these new variants are a result of the vaccines. Wow. Anyway, let me get back to my main point here. Two states that are one of the most free are being targeted in these news articles, and some of you apparently rather than it through with critical thinking skills. So why don't you do this U.S. news, and I'll put it up on the show plan, the 10 states with the lowest partial vaccination rates. Mississippi at 38%, Idaho at 40%, Louisiana at 40%, Wyoming 41%, Alabama 41%, Tennessee 44%, North Dakota 44%, Georgia 45%, Arkansas 45%, West Virginia at 40%. There. And you can see in Oregon, we're way up there, almost 70%, right? And then as you scroll down, you see a little map there of the states with the highest new case counts as of yesterday, well, actually the 3rd. And here's what you notice. Yes, Florida is up there. But guess where some other states are that are just as free as Florida and that have higher vaccination? I'll get into more of that when we come back from the break. This is important, folks. You need to know the truth, not just the news telling you 620 back and forth.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to get back to why you've got to think through the stories that you're about the spike going on. And why that's happening. Because they're lying to you about it. And the data and the truth is there if you'll just look at it. Corby writes regarding shots. Thinking about your show yesterday reminded me that why are the ones not taking the suicide shot the ones on the defense? We are not the ones ignorant and uninformed about the so-called vaccines. If they were working so well, why are we having more problems? Bingo. If mask, I'm saying this on my own, if mask and vaccines are working so well, why are we seeing the spike? Well, they're blaming it on the unvaccinated. We are the new pariahs. We are the new blacks, where they're going to blame everything on us. Corby writes, I would rather the ones with the shot stay home and cower, and the others get out and live life and be free. The tests should be refused, too. They have proven over and over again they are tainted. They're made in China. Bill Gates and George Soros just invested in the facility that manufactures them. What does that tell you? I hadn't heard that they invested in it, but I suppose that news story is out there. By the way, the Epoch Times, is it the Epoch Times? No, it's the Gateway Pundit. There's a story there from yesterday. How is the Delta variant spreading? How is it? I mean, everybody's saying that it's spreading amongst the unvaccinated, the Delta variant. They're not saying the original variant, the Delta variant. Why is it spreading if there's no direct Delta variant test? Did you know that? There is no test for the Delta variant, but they say that's what it's spreading. All the news stories. Now, just think that through a little bit. My mother got tested yesterday because over the weekend, all of us, her and myself and my brother, were at a family get-together. And one of the people there Tuesday informed the rest of us she had been tested positive, took a test on Monday, came back positive for COVID. I don't necessarily believe that, because the tests are faulty. But again, if there's no direct test for Delta variant, how do you know you have the Delta variant? Think about it. Something else you should think about is, if you're looking for a great realtor, Rebecca Donaldson, who won the Best of the Willamette Valley, is someone you should consider. Think about that. You get a very high award because you're really good at what you do. That means that's great service and good for you. Rebecca Donaldson. RebeccasGotHouses.com is her website. RebeccasGotHouses.com, or give her a call. 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. The states with the highest COVID cases are states. Now, this is, again, a seven-day average. This was as of 2 days ago. Louisiana has the highest. They also have one of the lowest vaccination rates. Then there's Florida. Then there's Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri. But then you get into some states. 61% of Oregon is populated or vaccinated. And we're down there in terms of rates, cases per person or per 100,000 people. But other states that are just as free as Florida are, well, in fact, one state in particular is the lowest. That's South Dakota. Again, this is as COVID cases per 100 people. South Dakota, folks, has one of the higher vaccination rates, 53%. Florida's 58%. So 58% of Florida is at least partially vaccinated, according to this map on U.S. News, and you can hover. Go to South Dakota, 53%. So there's a 5% differential. Okay. But yet Florida, which has a very high cases per 100,000 people, over a seven-day average at 73%, has a higher vaccination rate than South Dakota, which is only 4.2% of 100,000 people. You can see every state here. You see, if the inference in these stories are is because they're free, people are getting infected because of the high unvaccinated rate. It's simply not true. Think about it. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey, Rich.
I think you have a perfect opportunity.
There we go.
I think you have a perfect opportunity to ask why you can't get those two dangerous words, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. If you had someone in your group...
Well, you can't get them.
But see, that's the question. Why not? Because they work and they're cheap. If you had someone test positive, the best way...
And they wouldn't be...
You see what I'm getting at? In other words, they're pushing us into a shot that they know doesn't work. But yet, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have shown that they work.
Well, why? That's correct. Why is this happening?
And then the other thing they don't talk about is, what if you've already had the so-called synthetic virus, and now you have antibodies to it? Why do you need the shot?
You don't. Great question. We'll get a little bit more on the bottom of the hour break. It's 6:30. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes before the top of the hour. I hope that reception is a little better. I guess I was breaking up there. My bad. Here's what we're talking about. You're just joining us here in Political Coffee. When does this end? Shutdowns, endless vaccination, endless lockdowns. We now are talking a Delta Plus variant. What would you think if a Nobel Prize winning virologist, a Frenchman, what would his thesis is true? That the actual vaccinations are creating the variants of COVID-19. What would you think about that? Going to get into all of this. 503-589-1220 is the power of your GMC talk line. There's more about this. Toll free, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line again. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news, like the one I got from Mo. It says, morning, Jeff. If the vaccines and the masks are so well, why resort to coercion, bribery, and shaming to get us to get it? It's a great point. Afraid of everything is what Lee writes. He says, are you afraid to go out in public? Just another of a greeting bug? Isn't it interesting that the media has yet to proclaim victory over the common cold and the flu? Just research the reported cases in the last 4 or 5 years. Now that's newsworthy. There's always been some bug that makes one sick. Do more research how the body chemistry works. You're full of germs, bacteria, and yucky stuff. That's how you were designed. So stay home. Stay away from everyone. And weaken your immune system so you will get sick from something simple
that a few years ago your system would have taken care of the bug. And you would be blamed, and you would have blamed yesterday's lunch. Go ahead, be scared, listen to the hype, or be careful and mindful and just live your life like our grandparents did.
So let me tell you, that segues perfectly into this piece by Steve McKinnon, the American thinker. And it includes this Nobel Prize winning French virologist. And the virologists are the most credible you can find because these are the people that study viruses. Hello. His contention and that the vaccinations themselves are creating the variants. But there's a piece of this, and Lee just hit on it. Freedom. Pfeiffer Roofing is a company that has been involved in making your life better since 1978 here in the Salem. Have this product called Roof Max. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. This product rejuvenates your asphalt shingle roof that may be on its last legs. And it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Why not call them? If you're worried about your roof, maybe you're thinking about selling your house, or maybe it has leaked on you and you know you got to fix it, but you're not ready to spend the big bucks for a new roof. Why don't you call Pfeiffer Roofing and ask them about Roof Max? 503-647-4725. Go to their website and you can watch a little video about Roof Max, again, which you can only get from them. It is a soy-based product. They just spray it on. Roof Max. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. PfeifferRoofing.com. Steve McCann wrote this piece, Why I Refuse to Be Medicated. He's in his late 70s. He's lived among and worked among exposed people in refugee camps all over the world. Tuberculosis, cholera, hepatitis B, diphtheria. And after arriving in the United States, polio. He's well aware of the medical risk, his own personal medical risk. He did great amount of research on all of these vaccines. And he makes it important. A one-size-fits-all vaccine, especially one that was approved on an emergency basis without unknown or short-term side effects, requires the citizens to evaluate the risk for themselves, to be informed. Now, he makes reference here to something that's important. The U.S. Supreme Court years ago approved individual states mandating the small pox. In response to this around the turn of the 20th century. And they're doing that as legal justification for the de facto mandating of COVID vaccines. Here's the truth about what happened with smallpox compared to where we are today. Listen to this. Nearly 30,000 out of 100,000 people who contracted smallpox died of smallpox. Let me say that again. Folks, that's 30. Nearly 30,000 of 100,000 of those that contracted smallpox died of smallpox. Not infected folks. Compare that to COVID. Less than 110 people out of 100,000 die of COVID-19. Think about it. Further, he notes something important here that I did not know. The smallpox vaccine had been developed over 100 years before this outbreak in 1900. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And its benefits and side effects were well known. He goes on to talk about this past May, Professor Luc Montagnier, a French virologist and Nobel Prize winning, predicted a potential of mass vaccinations. And here's what it is. He said, quote, mass vaccinations are a scientific as well as a medical was an unacceptable mistake. The history books will show that because it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. There are antibodies created by the vaccine forcing the virus to find another solution or die. This is how variants such as the Delta variant are created. These variants are a production and a result of vaccination. He goes on to point out that every country that has pushed max vaccination has experienced tremendous growth in COVID cases, as well as increased hospitalization and death rates amongst the vaccinated and unvaccinated brought about by the variant. Fortunately, the variants to date, while highly contagious, do not cause the same hospitalization mortality rate as the first or the alpha variant. And he goes on to talk about liberty, and he ends this by what the collectivists, what they fail to understand is that protecting constitutional rights encourages societal solidarity. People are more likely to trust officials who protect their personal liberty. Without trust, public officials will not be able to persuade the public that the most reasonable precautions during future emergencies, which will make a bad situation even worse. 21st century public health depends on good science, good communication, and trust in public officials to tell the truth. So there you have it, friends. Yes, the vaccinations may in fact be causing this spike. It has nothing to do with unvaccinated rates. Otherwise, according to the official data from the federal government, Florida, which is almost at the top of the 7-day spike at 70 out of 100,000, has a slightly higher vaccination rate of 58% than South Dakota, which is 53%, which has the lowest infection rate. Vaccinations have nothing to do. What if it is something to do more with not masks, not freedom, not people assembling together, but who is coming in to those states? Like the 7,000 COVID-infected people that overwhelmed one town, Texas. Could it be? Could it be the illegals flooding into America that Joe Biden is inviting and allowing to overwhelm the system are infected and are in fact bringing and infecting other groups of people? And do you believe public trust in our officials is lying? Do you believe it? Do you believe the stats that it's only the unvaccinated that are leading to the spike, like these New York Times stories and Washington Post stories say? Or do they have a political agenda? Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Well, it's a proven fact.
Hey, Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Well, it is.
Yes, I got you.
Okay. It is a fact that people who are vaccinated are getting the disease. Take all those bureaucrats from Texas who had the shots. They got the virus. And obviously, they weren't protected.
Hang on through the break.
Okay.
There's no place that you can hide. No.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. Let's go back to Art. I hope that the what you're hearing is not breaking up as bad as it was. Art, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff. How do I sound? Better?
You sound fine. Go.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I want to point out that people who have been vaccinated have been getting the disease, have been spreading it, because obviously if they have the disease, you know, and they're coughing or whatever the heck, they're giving it to other people. And I don't know the numbers, but I've heard that Mexico is not vaccinating their people. They're giving them the therapeutics to get over the disease. And why is that, Jeff? Because the therapeutics work. You are going to probably get the virus, but if you treat it, then you have natural immunity. But none of the Democrats are talking about that. All they want to do is force you to take an experimental drug that hasn't proven that it's effective of keeping you getting it. In other words, it's a lesser of a therapeutic than the other drugs that have proven highly effective with people who have gotten COVID. And do I believe that the vaccine is probably creating these variants? It's very possible. It makes a lot of sense to me. And, of course, they're shutting those people up because they don't want people to know that getting these stupid vaccines is going to make the problem go away like they thought it was going to do.
Well, and that's what we were promised, that if you get heavily vaccinated, you're going to have a much lower rate of infection. People aren't going to get it. But what do we see? We see some of the states with the highest vaccination rates still having a spike. So it doesn't mean, but that's why they have to blame it on the unvaccinated.
Well, yeah. And you don't hear anything hardly about how the therapeutics, the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin, are working and saving lives and like that. And, you know, my thought, Jeff, is this is how you control this disease. You use therapeutics that work. You don't use vaccines that create other variants, which, you know, is just crazy. So it's all one big experiment, but they want us to trust them and take a vaccine, which has already proven that it hurts people, young people, you know, women, and some people are dying of heart attacks and strokes and stuff like that. It's just crazy, Jeff. I mean, you go with the science, and the science is that the therapeutics work, and you know, the simple fact of the matter is you're not going to kill this virus just like you can't kill the flu bug.
You're right. Thank you, Art. Art.
Yes. Great day, Jeff.
Fact. We never have had a solution to the case. Isn't that what viruses do? Corby, thanks for sending me the link to Bill Gates and George Soros investing in testing companies. Here's an interesting email, by the way, from Linda. She writes, I thought unions were supposed to protect everyone who signed up. Well, apparently in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Teachers Union went on a racial, had a racial and social justice symposium. And they were teaching that only white people can be racist. And the union officials called for a purge of the teacher workforce. Oh, goody. I want to remind you, friends, if your air conditioning system, yesterday was bloody hot. I know I was out working in it. If it ain't working, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. And it's really easy to do that. You go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They can fix it for you immediately. Freedomheatingandair.net. Got to go fast now, folks. Got Rich and Rebecca and Gail all lined up. Rich, go.
Mine's quick. Why don't us people start demanding something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine as an alternative to this to stop some of this stuff? That's it. Bye.
You're right on the money. We need to be demanding it because we know that stuff works. Yeah, we need to step up, folks. This is you. This is your liberty. Don't allow this lying and everything that's misleading us in the news media and government officials, don't allow it to steal your liberty. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, go.
There's I got onto Frank's speech last night, and there's a man in Canada who was being fined for a no mask, and he when he came before the judge, he demanded that the health, whatever, the person in charge of the health for the state, show him the science of the actual bug exists, and they couldn't. The judge brought the lady who was the head of the health into the courtroom, and the whole thing collapsed, and they couldn't show that it actually exists, and there's no evidence, evidently. It's never been, he demanded that he could see the scientific proof. Anyway, so now Alberta, Canada is going
Rebecca,
be completely free. They're going to be completely free.
Send me a link to that, if you would, please.
Yes, I will send you the information.
Send me a link to that story, if you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great,
bye.
Great. Let's move quickly to Gail. Gail, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff.
Gail, good morning to you. What do you say today?
Thank you for covering this. I did some research early on, and back to the polio, they did exactly with that what they're doing with this. The polio vaccine, if you research it, actually caused polio. And so what we need to realize about this vaccine, which is not a vaccine, is that it is meant to destroy us. It's a bioweapon. And the testing, you know, once they've proven that it has not been isolated, so the tests are not real. So this testing of all these people, the illegals coming over the border having COVID, that's not real either, Jeff. It's fear. It's all fear. And we need to realize that. And Rich is right. We need to just stand up and take care
of
ourselves.
Thank you, Gail. Yep. We do. Thank you, Gail, to all of you. Julie, thanks for the email. Sorry to get it read. Be blessed. Well, keep fighting and believing tomorrow.